Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Headline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook's out there. Broadcast is out there. The podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, download. Patronize your advertisers on the radio, please. And thank you for listening. Alexa plays the show, too.
Yeah, we're not on Hulu or anything like that.
Alexa ordered gerbils. Let's try that one. See how that works for you.
I guess you didn't need a herd of them. Or maybe not a herd. No. We are celebrating Keep America Beautiful Month.
I guess you don't encourage the mail order gerbils.
Usually you don't, but sometimes you do.
Yeah, go to a pet store and develop a bond with that gerbil first.
I get to rescue gerbils, but they're pretty skittish.
And you don't help.
And shaved.
They're skittish.
Somebody drops off a gerbil, you know they've been through some things.
That's probably the one thing Amazon doesn't sell is live pets.
I don't know. You're right. They pretty much sell everything else. Yeah.
But I'm sure you can get a live pet on the internet somewhere.
Right. We talked about that a couple of years. We talked about it years ago with my dad, because remember people were mailing, this time of year, people were mailing peeps to people. Yeah. The actual chickens because of Easter. Which didn't really make much sense. Bunnies, you know.
Live bunnies.
Live bunnies.
Live. Mailing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were mailing animals.
I mean, you'd
put holes in the box, but still mailing.
Holes in the box.
Yeah, they used to get them at the post office.
So they can breathe a little bit.
Right.
Still, that's a tough ride.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think they don't want you to do
it. Yeah, I don't think all of them arrived intact. Or alive, for that matter.
Right.
Well, you certainly don't want that one either.
No.
No.
You don't want that one delivered to you. Because the mail guy is not going to check and make sure everything's kosher.
Bring in my dad. My dad's coming in next week. We'll bring him in on Friday. Hang out with us next week. We'll ask him.
Man.
Yeah. Can we ship him in?
Ship my dad in? Put holes in the box?
Yeah.
Might be cheaper than the flight I have to pay.
Probably not.
Two holy sites on separate continents were actually on fire yesterday. Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque was on fire at the same time as the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
That's a mosque.
Who cares?
No, it's a conspiracy, man. It's a conspiracy.
That's just a mosque.
Yeah, we ain't got no time for no mosque coverage.
It's Muslims.
The official cause of both fires remains
a welder. A bad
unclear welder.
Yeah, bad welders. No, it's construction, basically. Well, one of them, for sure.
Any number of memes I see credited to burning up the child porn collection.
Yeah, that came over pretty quickly yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Not the mosque, though.
And surprise who it came from.
Yeah. Right, not at the mosque. It's funny, you don't hear any claims of child molestation at mosques.
No.
Not that I'm saying it's never happened, but you know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of investigations. I haven't seen a lot of movies about it.
No.
I haven't read about it every other day.
At least.
A second defendant in the notorious GoFundMe fraud case pleading guilty. They announced that under a plea agreement, Caitlin McClure is going to serve 4 years in a state prison. If you remember,
what'd she do?
She, along with co-defendants Johnny Bobbitt and Mark D'Amico, created a phony story that inspired over 14,000 people to donate more than $400,000.
It was the homeless guy, right?
To their crowdsourcing campaign. This is the one where the story was that the homeless guy gave this woman $20 because she had she didn't have her credit card and she had no cash, and he
His
gave her $20 for gas. And so she was so appreciative. She and her husband put out this GoFundMe campaign, and it turns out it was all a fraud. The guy really was homeless, but he was still in on the whole deal.
And you know
what,
though?
They started spending all the money.
Right.
And he said, wait a minute. No. I ain't getting what I should be out of this. Y'all are busted.
This was so stupid.
Didn't they all go to jail? Aren't all three of them up on charges?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And was so stupid, because obviously a horrible idea to begin with, but it could have worked if they would have been not so frickin' greedy and helped out the guy that helped
get
the money.
Yeah.
Cut him in, keep quiet, everybody's happy, move on.
Oh, they started saying, well, he's on the drugs.
I know.
We can't give him money. And he just spends it on
drugs. How dumb was that? All he had to do was say, no, we faked this, I can prove it.
Yeah, the dude's like, well, yeah, I'm homeless.
It just sucks.
I want drugs.
Because you still meet those people that still say, ah, they want to be homeless. They got a Lexus parked around the corner. It helps. It feeds that stupid narrative.
It does.
Right. And I hate that.
I know a guy makes $500,000 a year riding the rails.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You'll hear that. You'll see it, Todd, and people will believe it.
Do you like the work of rapper Notorious GoFundMe? Is he any good?
I've heard of him, but I don't know his work.
Mm-hmm. Not familiar.
California lawmakers are trying to get rid of the free mini shampoo bottles in hotel rooms.
Why? Oh, they just people
cut down on plastic waste.
Plastic waste, yeah.
Okay, but at
this, as long as they don't get rid of the mini lotions.
But they will.
No,
they're gonna have to have a big bucket of it.
No, because when men travel by themselves. They need the mini lotion.
Oh, what you can do.
It's going to be a communal lotion now, just sitting there right by the bed.
You can set up like dispensers, and they can just refill them.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to get out of the bed.
That's communal.
You have to go to the bed.
You don't have your communal, your huge dispenser of lotion right there by the bed.
No, I ain't using that.
It won't be there. It will be, no, because somebody will deposit
in
that.
I ain't using that, yeah.
It's going to be in the bathroom.
And I ain't using that one
either. You have to get up, yeah.
I like to think that there'd just be a bottle of lotion that the housekeeping would have to continually move back from the bedside.
No, it's actually one of those dispensers, yeah. And they're locked, by the way. They're locked, Petey, because we stayed in a condo in Florida, and whoever owns that condo put shampoo and stuff and conditioner and lotion in a locked thing in the bathroom. It's locked, so you can't get into it.
Hmm.
So that's how they're probably going
to
get rid of
it. Yeah, but if you subscribe to the, I think it's Condé Nast Masturbating Traveler, they'll tell you.
That's redundant, isn't it?
Which hotels have the lotion and which don't. And not a lot of times it's a good idea just to pack your own.
Yeah. Do you want the large dispenser of shampoo and conditioner there in the shower?
That's where it is.
I thought it's
just a thought. I don't know.
It worked.
Yeah.
But I still like the little bottles of lotion for obvious reasons.
It works fine.
What dry hands.
Somebody
dry hands.
And
dry cracking hands.
Dry palms, mainly.
You think they can spike the...
I hadn't thought of that.
The shampoo?
I hadn't thought of that, but one imagines that someone could figure out how to do it.
I suppose if you wanted to be real diabolical, you could put something in there.
Because I can't imagine it's going to be too theft-proof.
If it causes too much crap, get rid of them. You're right.
Because sometimes they don't have them.
Little bottles of lotion?
Don't have little bottles of shampoo.
And it's shampoo and then little lotion. That's why I see it all the time.
Most of them do. Yeah. But sometimes someone's taken them or they forgot to replace them. Right. So I always bring my own shampoo and my own lotion. Because I read that on a list in Condé Nast Masturbating Traveler.
I'm going for more than one night, I'll bring my own. But if it's just one night.
Yeah.
Lotion or shampoo?
Both. Okay. I just use the hotel. You know?
Maybe you saw the headline.
You can use a call down to the front desk and say, just bring like a palm full of lotion for me.
And you answer the door and this guy's standing with it in his palm.
If you don't mind.
Scrape it off my palm.
smear your palm on my palm.
Wait a minute.
I need some towels and a palm full of lotion.
Just put it right on the thing.
Yeah. Unless you want to apply it directly.
Yeah, have at it.
There might be a little tip in it for you.
Yeah.
More than that.
More than that.
More than the tip.
That's up to you.
You may have seen the headline that men with beards have more germs in their whiskers than dogs carry in their fur.
Man, that's crazy. I'm sure it's probably true. Is it true or not?
Sure.
Okay.
We're all vile people. Fleas and bed bugs. Oh, the whole bit. Yeah. Just infested.
Are you telling me our beard's got more germs in than my dog's ass?
Ticks. No, than your dog's fur.
Yeah. Okay, well, just fur around his ass.
All right, now is the time of year you should start checking your beard for ticks.
A beard posts the stuff, hair that grows in your chin.
Huh? All right.
He didn't have to worry about that.
No, he doesn't. He's all clean. Clean out there. He's squeaky.
You ever had the researchers found
show up in your beard?
What?
A tick.
No, I have not. I'm not in the woods as much as you, but you're right. That could happen.
Well,
I guess.
No,
did you ever get a tick in your beard?
Like the tall grass?
Nope, never had that.
In and around ball fields?
No, nope, that's a good point.
No, I don't think I've ever had a tick in my beard.
That would suck.
Pubes.
Yeah, if you had those in your beard.
If you're lucky.
Underarm hair.
If you're lucky.
The back of your hair.
Oh, I thought you had your pubes.
Hair, hair.
I thought you were saying you had pubes in your beard.
No, no.
Of course we do.
Ticks in my pubes.
And then you said underarm hair. I said, who are you nuzzling? That's gross, man. I really think I kept thought. It's, to me, it sounded you were
it
just saying
like
all
that.
The stuff was in your beard you found.
What happens on a camping trip stays on the camping trip.
I can see pubes in your beard. We all get those once in a while, of course.
Yeah, we've seen that.
But
it was a hot night in the woods.
If I got underarm hair in my beard, I switched. I switched teams.
Wait a minute.
Who's
this then?
Because I never slept with a girl with hairy armpits. Not that I would turn that down.
I was talking about girls.
Yeah. Hmm. Nope. You were talking about, actually, you were talking about the other way around. It just sounded like you were talking about stuff you found in your beard. Yeah. I found crumbs in my beard.
Ticks.
Yeah.
Ticks.
The researchers found a significantly higher bacterial load in specimens taken from the men's beards compared with the dog's fur. Well, they found all of the bearded men showed high microbial counts, but only 23 out of the 30 dogs had high counts. The remainder had moderate levels.
Is that long beards or short beards?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm thinking big long beards. Believe me, I know guys have big long beards. There's a lot of crap in those.
You filthy bastards.
Yeah.
They say on the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men.
I would blame that on my wife, because she sends the dogs out to get groomed more than she does me. I suppose she expects me to groom myself.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that for yourself.
She also takes the dogs out and shows them.
Right.
So,
damn.
She doesn't show you much.
No. Come on. He's a prize. Yeah. He's a trophy.
He has to shave his own ass.
You take him out, you show him off.
She's proud of the dogs.
Dr. Keith Flatt is founder of the Beard Liberation Front. And the Beard Liberation Front opposes discrimination against people with beards.
I don't really notice a discrimination, especially now since it's become a hipster thing. A lot of guys have beards.
Well, you're not. You don't want to be offended enough.
I've had a beard since college, and you know, with the exception of a goatee once in a while, I've never seen my chin.
That's a funny statement.
And even then, you still haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really haven't shaved. I've had a mustache. The last time I shaved my mustache, I was 14. The last time I shaved a clean-shaven beard, when I was in college, you could still just wear a mustache and no beard. Now you look like an idiot. I mean, you still see them once in a while. They're coming back a little bit, but you don't see them much.
Come on, Craig's giving you an
opening here. But I've had a beard since I was 22 and a mustache since I was 14.
But you need to claim the
victim. Last time you, and Craig, you go clean-shaven once in a while.
I have once.
Yeah, it was only once your whole life? I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
And was it during the past 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
No beard discrimination?
Here. What's that?
No beard discrimination?
I do not recall having been a victim of beard discrimination. However, Keith Flatt, founder of the Beard Liberation Front, looks into these things.
Clean shaven. I'm talking about.
Oh, no. I haven't seen.
Down to the bone, clean shaven. Never? How long?
Late 90s.
Okay.
It's been 20 years since I've seen my chin, too. Yeah.
And no beard discrimination?
No, they probably discriminate other things.
Yeah. You know? Usually it's my long hair is discriminating.
It's the hair, the
For years it was my hair.
Because this is a good opportunity for a white man to claim that he's the victim. Because you could add a beard to it.
Yeah, because there is discrimination, according to Keith Flett.
Sure.
Against beards on the beard liberation front. He says, I think it's possible to find all sorts of unpleasant things if you took swabs from people's hair and hands and then tested them. There seems to be a constant stream of negative stories about beards that suggest it's more about paganophobia than anything else.
Oh, there's a thing called phobia about beards?
Paganophobia is how I'm guessing it's said. It's the irrational fear of beards. He says it is this that is causing the discrimination against beards.
Oh yeah, probably the single most discriminated against group in the whole world.
Certainly one of them.
White guys with beards.
I remember being younger and making out with a girl, and that was the first time I ever made out with somebody with a beard. You know, because a lot of guys couldn't grow facial hair.
Shut up.
am I your first beard? I bet you were.
They would say, "Oh yeah, I was the first beard for a few of them." Yeah.
And then they went, nah.
His beard was so dirty.
That guy's a little bit too sensitive, by the way. If you have any kind of hair on your body, there's going to be something in it. And I'm not really worried about...
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, now I understand long, disgusting beards that don't keep clean. Some people have those. I never had a real long one.
Boom!
Yeah.
He gave me ticks.
Still looking.
I'll never be with another bearded guy again.
But the fact is, even without a full beard, most guys don't even clean shave anymore. It's just something up there. There's a growth.
Stubble.
Yeah, there's stubble. And guys in suits and businesses are still just stubble half the time, you know?
Because chicks dig it.
Well, because it's not the old days where you had to be clean shaven every morning, you know?
I think if you look at surveys, chicks dig heavy stubble the most. Some are into beards, some are into clean shaven, but most of them like the heavy stubble.
That's what they say.
And you look on TV, look at actors. Even actresses have heavy stubble.
Yep.
No, most of them do have some facial hair.
The guys that can grow it.
Yeah. Shut up.
Except for news guys.
You should let it grow, man. I'm telling you.
For whatever reason, newscasters cannot have heavy stubble.
Well, you can't trust them.
Todd didn't drink last night. Yeah. Todd didn't drink last night. We still haven't had a presidential candidate with a beard either. It's crazy.
Well, not lately.
Not since what, Taft?
Lincoln.
Lincoln was
Bearded
man.
No, but Taft was after Lincoln.
I don't know. Did Taft have one?
I don't know. I just threw
no,
the name
I don't
out.
Think he
I
did.
Think that was just
he's,
fat.
He's the fat president.
Yeah,
fat. So,
that was that was not hair. That was fat.
That's a good question. When's the last president?
Grant was after Lincoln, so he had a beard.
He was.
Roosevelt or somebody had a mustache.
The last
Teddy had a mustache.
Right, wear facial hair was Taft.
Wow. I was right then, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
At least 11 have had facial hair, but only 5 have had beards.
And the last one was Taft with a beard?
In 1913. Wow. We haven't had a bearded president in 106 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it?
Is. Especially in this day and age, when we could elect a gay president, a woman. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. But you would think a guy could grow a freaking beard, especially if a well cropped, good looking beard.
What's the old bit about cartoon villains like
mustaches?
Yeah, you put a mustache or beard on the Superman, and he's the bad guy. All of a sudden,
We had a run on mutton chops back in the day too.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams, Chester Arthur, and Martin Van Buren.
Wear some mutton chops
all
now.
All had the mutton chops.
Yeah, but most of those were in the 1800s, weren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably elect an atheist before we elect a president with a freaking beard.
Don't go crazy. Don't go crazy, Todd.
That's messed up.
You mean an outspoken person that admits they're atheist?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But at least he's clean shaven.
You're right.
Atheist with a beard?
You're right.
Doesn't stand a chance. He doesn't represent America.
Oh, okay. This says back in the 60s, you know, when beards were hippies and communists.
Right.
Then it kind of... It really started to fall out of favor, especially with politics.
You didn't see him in the 40s or 50s either, for that matter. Eisenhower didn't have a beard, and Roosevelt didn't have a beard or a mustache.
Well, that's the problem. Most politicians now were in their 20s in the 60s.
Yeah, and even then, you couldn't be looking like Stalin.
Castro.
But still, a well-cropped beard on a guy that can grow a good one, why can't he be the president?
Yeah.
It's a good point, though.
A little stubble.
They can do too much.
Now, something. For the longest time, stubble would be considered...
unkempt.
Unkempt, thank you.
He looks like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Nigerian man recovering. Medical officials say the 35-year-old Wahab Sadu kept dreaming of women demanding to have sex with him.
Yeah, it's just he woke up and realized it was a
dream. Dreaming.
So he cut off his penis.
Oh, because he's a real hardcore religious guy?
He claims the women encouraged him to remove his genitals that he later carried over to the neighbor's house for help. But here, I got this.
This is why I don't know my neighbor.
Yeah, me too. Just don't drop your penis off.
I don't want that.
Well, and don't listen to that guy.
What? Well, don't answer the door if he's got his penis in his hand.
The guy that tells you to lop your penis off.
That's always
well, that
clue.
Was the women that were telling him to lop his penis off.
Oh, well, don't listen to them either.
If the guy's at the door with
but he's dreaming about them, and they're demanding to have sex with him. He can't have a penis, but...
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a dream.
I don't get the story.
See, this is where the video doorbell thing
comes. He's just having a dream. Having a dream. He's turning it into reality. He sliced it off.
Oh, in the dream, he wanted to slice his penis off.
In the dream, he was dreaming of women demanding to have sex with him. The women encouraged him to remove his genitals.
Oh.
So he did.
But then he should have realized he wasn't going to have sex with them then.
Yeah, that's when you got to realize.
You're asking people to think here.
That was a dream. That's when you got to sit and think for a couple of minutes. Oh, I was just dreaming that.
No, women told me to do something. I'm on it.
So he cut off his Nigerian penis, right?
Over there.
They eat the poo-poo.
They just call it a penis,
right?
They just
call it a penis.
Oh, I got to bring that back. Yeah. Been a while. Forgot about that one. A little sports with Petey coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.